Patrick Crimmins with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, the group who oversees CPS, has confirmed that less than two dozen DPS special agents are working in Houston, Dallas, and in San Antonio, going door to door to find these kids, taking a picture on their phone, and sending it to a CPS caseworker.
I mean, it's kind of a welfare check is what it is for most part. But it's on a very limited basis. It's only going to be Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio.
Crimmins says the DPS special agents lack the necessary jurisdiction to investigate these children's claims of abuse at this level. The emergency relief follows a tense hearing at the state capitol on Wednesday, where Senate lawmakers like Houston State Senator John Whitmire demanded the new head of CPS, Hank Whitman, take immediate action to find these at-risk children that no caseworker has seen in months.
We did move on that immediately. I have called all hands on deck.
But Hank, excuse me for interrupting. You just said they haven't been seen.
That's correct.
Well, hell, they may die before you get there.
Kate Murphy with the nonprofit Texans Care for Children calls the effort a temporary fix of a much bigger problem because even after DPS special agents have located these children, an individual CPS caseworker still has to conduct a follow-up visit with hundreds of families.
I think we really need to start working right away on some real fixes to investigations, including things like hiring more caseworkers for investigations and paying higher salaries to stop turnover.
The head of CPS has requested the legislature allow his agency to hire an additional 550 caseworkers before the start of the 2017 legislative session. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.